Welcome to Breakthrough, the podcast that helps you to get unstuck, move forward, move on, and finally break through to that next level that you have been looking for. I'm Mickey Ruthman, transformational breakthrough coach, speaker, and author, and your host right here on the Breakthrough podcast. So get ready to break the barriers and break the limitations, and let's dive right on into this week's episode of Breakthrough. Hello there, everyone, and welcome back to Breakthrough. So this week on this Breakthrough episode, if you are either a startup entrepreneur, a solo entrepreneur, or a wannabe entrepreneur, do stay put because this episode is super, super valuable for you. So what I decided to chat about this week is the three things that I kind of wish I knew that would have made a huge difference for me in my business when I first started out as a solo entrepreneur. And these are things that I really see on a daily basis as I work with people, because usually, you know, when I work with people at the level of rediscovering themselves, developing themselves, and really digging deep to find their purpose and what they want out of life, usually somewhere it takes a turn to they want to start their own business. And these are super relevant today still, even though it's almost a decade after I initially started my first business and was a solo startup entrepreneur. So they're super, super relevant. And these are key, guys. If you are a startup solo entrepreneur, these three things are really going to help you to accelerate the growth of your business and really move the needle on the growth that you want. Because here's the thing, a lot of entrepreneurs tend to, you know, have this plan and they think they're going to make it big straight away. And, you know, even I, like I said, I also got stuck on these three things. And that's why I say these are things that I wish I knew when I started out as a solo entrepreneur back in the day. So if that is you, do stay put, grab a pen and a piece of paper. You might want to take a couple of notes, but I hope you're going to enjoy this episode. So without further ado, let's dive right into this week's episode of Breakthrough. So a lot of times as a startup entrepreneur or a solopreneur, we end up doing everything in our business ourselves. And I understand, because a lot of people will say to me, Mickey, you know, finances are not there yet. I first need to make money before I can employ somebody else. And I 100% understand that and agree with that. But there are so many ways that you can actually save energy, save time by just outsourcing some of the stuff that you are not good at. And a lot of solo entrepreneurs end up working in their business instead of on their business. In other words, they're busy doing the work for clients all the time instead of working on their business and actually just growing that business and coming up with growth strategies, meetings, things like that, that will assist in growing the business. So how do you then, if you're a startup entrepreneur, go over into actually not working on your business, in your business, but on your business, especially if you're on a limited budget. Now, there's a lot of help you can get out there, guys. There's outsourced people that you can go see. There's companies you can take hands with, trade exchanges you can do. But I want you to make a list of the stuff that you are not so good at that you are currently doing yourself. And whether that is admin, whether it's invoicing, whether it's answering queries, all of that stuff that you are spending a lot of time and energy on, I want you to list them. Now, to give you an example, is when I started out in my businesses and I was doing everything myself, you know, it gets quite difficult when you're doing the stuff for your clients, you've still got the admin to do, you've got emails, you've got queries, and then somewhere to still find time to market your business and try and have meetings that's going to assist you in growing your business. And, you know, besides the fact that I actually suffered from a lot of burnout and I was frustrated and irritated half the time and tired all the time, you know, my business wasn't growing because I was constantly spending time on that stuff. Until such time that I realized that I've got to start outsourcing the stuff that I am A, not good at, and B, that I don't have time for or don't really enjoy. And usually for me, that would equate to admin, because I cannot stand doing admin. It's just not me. I'm a total right brain. So how did I then go over into actually outsourcing this and giving it to somebody else to free my time to work on my business and not in my business, I found a virtual assistant. Now, guys, a virtual assistant is an absolute blessing to have in your business. You pay them for specific tasks that they do. And at the end of the day, I want you to not think about this as an expense, because you're actually saving. If you go work out, just the time that you are spending sending emails, doing invoices yourself, doing the actual admin in your business, or whatever the area is that you are spending a lot of time on right now that you could be outsourcing to somebody else. If you go look at that and you look at what your time per hour is worth, you've actually spent a lot of money or a lot of time as well doing that thing where you could be paying somebody else to do it, and you could have used that time to actually work on growing your business and actually doing stuff that will bring in more income for you. So that's the first thing that I want you to do, is make a list of what is the stuff that you can start outsourcing right now, because you can also do trade exchanges, for instance. Find a company that can help you with this, and you can perhaps assist them with something else, but outsource the stuff that you do not have time for, that is working in your business and not on it. So the next thing that I want you to do, and this is a mistake I made as a startup and a solo entrepreneur as well, is to have a look at whether you are spending time on your business and growing your business. So what a lot of us do is we end up doing all this stuff for our clients, because those are the people that's bringing in the income, right? They're paying us to do it. But oftentimes what then happens is your own business falls by the wayside, and stuff that you should be doing to grow your business is not happening. And here's how I overcame that. I made my business, my company, my brand one of my clients. In other words, just like I have a file for every client where I've got all their stuff and I've got daily lists of everything I've got to do for all of my other clients, my business, my brand is one of my clients, which means I also factor in time to do the stuff that needs to get done for that business. So on a daily basis, I actually have specific time slots that's allocated to certain clients, and one of those clients is me, my businesses, my brands. They get a slot because it's the only way that I know the stuff that I need to do for my business will actually get done. Now, I've had a couple of people say to me, but Mickey, how can I spend that time on my business when I should be spending it on doing the stuff for my clients that are paying me, that's bringing in the income? But you're thinking about that the wrong way, because spending that time on your business and your brand daily is actually also bringing you income, because it's time spent on growing your business. So change your mindset on that and make your company and yourself one of your clients. So the stuff that needs to get done to grow your business actually gets done. And then lastly, if you're a solo entrepreneur and you're working by yourself, for yourself, or a startup entrepreneur for that matter, is get yourself a board of trusted people that can mentor you and assist you. They don't need to be people who have a vested interest in your company or are directors on your board, but find people that you can bounce your stuff off of, decisions you need to make, even if, especially if it comes to financial decisions in your business. Because what happens, guys, is you are a solo entrepreneur, you're flying solo, you're making all of the decisions, and what tends to happen is we have these little flaps on when it comes to our own business. So I, for instance, have a board of people that are not trustees in my business, but they're trusted mentors that I have. And what I do is whenever I come up with a new idea, a new product, anything that I want to do, a special I want to run, something I want to buy for the business, an investment I want to make, is I actually go and pitch to these people first and get their yes on it. For the simple reason that if it's just me making the decisions, I'm looking from the inside, I'm not looking from the outside, and there might be some pitfalls that I am missing. So until my board of trusted advisors and my coaches say to me, yes, you've pitched it, you've looked at all the angles, or changed this, tweak this, go ahead, I don't do anything. I wait for that okay. So hold yourself accountable. Find a group of people that you trust, that you can actually just pitch your ideas to first, or ask permission to, before you do something or implement something in your business, so that it's not just you looking at that from the inside, but you've got some insight, other people who's looking from the outside and pointing out to you where you might be missing something. So just a quick recap, guys. Here are those three things you can implement right now to position yourself strategically for growth and to upscale your business today. So the first one is write down the stuff that you are doing right now that's taking a lot of your time and a lot of your energy that you can outsource today. In other words, the stuff like admin, invoicing, whatever that is for you, but write it down and figure out how you can outsource that to somebody else right now today so that you can start working on your business and not in your business. And the second thing that you can do right now straight away is to make sure that you make your business, your brand, one of your clients. In other words, set time aside every single day or weekly where you will be working on your own business. In other words, strategically doing certain things like marketing, creating content, having meetings that is with people that you can actually take hands with to grow your business, whatever that is for you. But make your business one of your clients and set aside time to actually do stuff for your business as well. And then the very last thing, guys, is find yourself a trusted group of people that can be your board that you bounce stuff off of before you make any decisions in your business. Even if it is your own business, even if you're the boss, it just helps when you have someone that you trust that you can actually ask to first look at stuff before you just go ahead and do them and implement them. So I hope this has helped you guys. Please do comment for me below which one of these three you are going to go and implement right now to position your company for strategic growth and to start upscaling. Right, guys, I hope that you enjoyed that and that it really, you know, just opened up your mind a little bit as a brand new entrepreneur or a solo entrepreneur. And here's the thing is, even if you're an existing entrepreneur, you can go and implement these things right now, straight away, although you may have started already. And you're actually going to see the huge difference that it makes in the growth of your business. And not just the growth of your business, guys, but also your whole energy, your energy levels, firstly, your excitement about your business, all of that stuff is going to shift when you implement these three things. So if you enjoyed this episode, please do leave me a comment below or a rating or a review on this podcast. I love hearing back from you guys. And let me know which one of these three you are going to go implement straight away, or which one of these actually just kind of lit you up and you went, aha, okay, so I see how that can work for me, right? I'd love to hear back from you guys. And if you know somebody that you think would get value out of this and needs to hear this as well, please do share this episode with them. And lastly, guys, if you would like me to coach you through your obstacle, challenge, or goal right here on the Breakthrough Podcast, drop an email right now to my team at admin@mickeyruthman.com with the subject line podcast, and I could be coaching you live right here on the Breakthrough Podcast through whatever your challenge, obstacle, or goal is. And I've left those details for you in the show notes as well. And then as a final word, guys, please do tag me in a post on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know that you're listening. Give me some feedback on this episode. If you loved it, even if you hated it, I love all feedback and I love connecting with you guys on all the various platforms and seeing what you're busy with. So do tag me in a post on Instagram or Facebook. The handles are in the show notes as well. And as always, guys, I am playing out just with one of my favorite songs, or a song that has meaning to me. And I really hope you're going to enjoy this one with me. And that's it for this week. So I'll see you right back here next week again on the Breakthrough Podcast. Until then, guys, have a good one. What?
waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? Don't you want to spread your wings and fly? Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for? Choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?